what the kasha is?
Yeah, the kasha is every yontif is called because of the Yeshua. Sukkos, we sat in the sukkos down in Erkova. Pesach, Pesach Hashem Alo Pesach. Shavuos, either had the Shavuah Matan Torah, or we counted Shavuos, and we mezakik ourselves with this. I mean, 7 weeks of midas. Chanukah, Chanukah, hey. It's all about the Yeshua. But Purim is called Pur because of the sorrow. Hippel Pur, if Nehaman, went to destroy the Yidden. So therefore, why was the Yontov of, you want to say, Menahapachu? Okay, that's a Purim type. But Pashup Shad, it's called on the Tzorah. The Tzorah, which was the Pur, which was the Gezerah to wipe out and annihilate the Jewish nation throughout the world. Question is, why is that different? So Hippel Pur Lefnei Haman, it doesn't say who was the Hippel Pur Lefnei Haman. And when it doesn't say who it was, that individual is ne'alam, he's hidden. He's hidden. It doesn't tell us who it is. So he says, whenever it's hidden, you don't know who it is, it's Kael Mistater. Hashem is called the Kael Mistater, the singer for Shal Ashuras. He's hiding. Hashem is the hidden one. He's always behind the scenes. Except Mitzrayim, he was Megala himself. But otherwise, the whole story of Purim is Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is not mentioned in the Megillah. So Hashem was master himself. And that's why some people get dressed up on Purim. You can't recognize them. It's Behester. You don't know who's behind the mask. You know, listen, if he weighs 500 pounds, I guess you could know without too much guessing. But otherwise, you don't know. Okay, so who was the one who made the poor? Hashem, the hidden one. Now, it fell in the month of Adar. So the Bnei Sosso brings down from the Ari. Something about Adar. And Adar, according to the Ari, every month has something to do with the face and about the senses. So he says that Adar represents the sense of smell, the nose. For instance, Tamazinov, Kenegad Einayim. And he says, why, says the Ari? Because the Pasuk in Eichel says, Eini Yordomayim. A lot of crying. Eini, he says twice Eini, because it represents the month of Tammuz, Shivas over Tammuz, and the month of Av, but the Chulam Beis HaMikdash. So the eyes represent those 2 months. But he says the month of Adar is connected the Reach, the sense of smell, the choitim, the nose, the af. So what is so specific about the sense of smell? So the Bnei Yisrael says, in the head of Eitz Hadas, it mentions different senses that took part in the Aveira of the Eitz Hadas. It says, Vatero Oso Kitov, she looked at the fruit and she was lured into the beauty of how it looked. That's the Koyach of seeing. She took the fruit, feeling. She ate it, taste, right? And then she heard about the fruit. Who'd she hear the fruit about? The Nachash. Lashon Hara, Rechilas. Mekabel Lashon Hara, that Hashem is jealous of you if you're going to eat from the fruit because he created worlds where eating the fruit you're going to be a competitor, as the Rashi says. So all 4 senses were involved, except it doesn't say anything about smell. So he says the smell, the koyach of reich, was not affected as much as all the other senses. In fact, it was not affected to the point where the neshama gets hanoah from smell. Smell is not an experience of the body. It's an experience of the neshama. And in fact, the Gemara asks, how do you know you have to make a bracha on besamim? Because it says, koil hanshama tahalal ko, when it comes to hanoah of the neshama tahalal ko, you have to praise Hashem. You have to praise Hashem. That means you have to make a bracha on besamim. I, the Gemara, learns that every other hanoah taken from this world has to have a bracha. From where? The Gemara, the sixth perek of brachas. Because this is a stira in the two psukim. One pasuk says, Lashem ha'aretz umloya. Hashem owns the aretz umloya. And the second pasuk says, Hashemayim shemayim Lashem, ha'aretz nasam livnei adam. So either it's Hashem ha'aretz umloya, or is it Nasan Livnei Adam? So the Gemara answers, Kan Lifnei Bracha, Kan Acha Bracha. Before you make a bracha, it's Lashem Oretz Umloya. And if you don't make a bracha, you're stealing from Hashem, it's his Oretz. But if you make a bracha, then what? Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, Oretz Nasan Livnei Adam, with a bracha you can get Hano. So why do you have to have a special pasuk for Reyach? You have to come on to Koylan Shema to Halal Kol. Reyach is also getting Hanoah from this world. The teretz is that the Reyach, Hanoah, is really only for the Neshama, not for the Guf. Anything of your Guf, you got to make a bracha on. But Reyach is only for the Neshama. It gets Hanoah from it. That's why, Abdullah, when the Neshama, you say, relieves, you smell Basamim, because you feel Shvach. The Neshama left. Part of your neshama did it. You get a neshama say on Shabbos. So you revive it with some that it gets hanoah from. What's that? Reyach, sense of smell. Okay, so that's the koyach of Reyach. So he says, it wasn't contaminated and polluted in the gashmir so much, and it stays in a ruchniyistic thing. And Ruchnis lasts. Physical things don't last. Ruchnis does last. So the month of Adar represents the koyach of smell. Smell. It's very interesting that the nose is one aver, but it has two holes. Your mouth has one hole. Your eyes have two holes. The ears have two. But this has two. Two holes. What came in? What came in through the nose of Adam? The neshama. Vayipa ba'apov nishmas chayim. That's the reich. The reich is the koyach of the neshama. The only month that gets an ibur yor is Adar, and it's Adar aleph and Adar beis. Right? Interesting that the nose is one aver, but it has two holes. So. It fits in very good with Dari, who says that Adar represents the nose, which is the sense of smell. Sense of smell. So, very interesting. Says the Nei Sosra. What was another name for Esther?
Hadassah.
Oh, Hadassah. What's Hadassah?
Smell.
Smell. Besom. Hadassah. It says that the tzaddikim are compared to Hadassah because they have a good... Good reyach.
No.
And who was the other one who helped Mardachia. Redeem Klal Yisrael? Mordechai.
Mordechai.
Mordoror, which is the Rosh HaPsomim, the Targum Unkelus says Moridaki. Moridaki. Mordechai. So the Gemara says, where is Haman, where is Mordechai hinted in the Torah? Mordoror. Is Moridaki. So you have Hadassah is the Goyel, the Summon. You have Mordechai who's the Goyel, the Summon. What does that mean? That the month of Adar, I'm not going to say it's the month of Odor, that save that for later, but the month of Adar is the Reyach. It's called the month of Reyach, right? So if it's the month of Reyach, so that Reyach has to do with Neshama, it has to do with a kiyum that lasts, like Ruchnius lasts. So he says, that's the pshad, Hippul Pur. Hashem made it come out of the month of Adar. And the month of Adar stands for the koyach of Reyach. And Reyach is like what the Neshama gets. It relates to the Neshama. And the Neshama has a kiyum. Nishmash Yisrael is Netzach. Netzach, it's forever. Netzach Yisrael lo yishoker. You know why? Because it's not about our bodies. It's about our neshamas that we have. So therefore, it's called the month of Yeshua. The month was that Hashem made it come out on Adar, which is the month of Kiyum, the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, because it's the month of Reach. So he says, that's why we called it on the Yeshua. It is called on the Yeshua. It's not the Tzara. Hippel Pur. Who was the Hippel Pur? Didn't say who it was. So we know who it was. Hashem is Baruch. He's the Kael Mestater. And what do we see? It came out on Adar, which is the month of
Reach.
And Reach has a Kiyum in the Shama. So that's why we name it Als the Yontif. Now,
in the Dugim, after the Reach, the Dugim have a very strong Reach.
Yeah. That's if it's fresh enough. Yeah, but there's something about Dugim also that. No, there's something about their brain and their. There's like a. It's connected to the brain, the sense of smell. Not like it goes through a certain thing. I forgot how it was. Once someone explained what I gave a shear. He was giving me something about the fish, or what it is. But it's a fishy word. But I don't know. but that's his teretz. That's basically what the teretz of the Bnei Yisrael is. Why Purim and Adar is not just another month. It's the month. Of Kiyum. It's the month that has to do with Neshama. And therefore it was Yeshua that it came on this month, because this month is the opposite of what he wanted to do. He wanted to annihilate Klal Yisrael, and this was a Kiyum for Klal Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.